Lake Worth Democrat Jeff Clements told his colleagues that his job as an elected member of the Florida House of Representatives has been a little tough lately.
I walk in this building every morning, and one of the first questions I ask of my aide is, who are we sticking it to today? And so far, we're piling up quite a lengthy list. We've stuck it to the unemployed already. We've stuck it to teachers. We're sticking it to public employees, women, and now we're sticking it to unions.
At issue this morning was House Bill 1021, which bars state and local government from automatically deducting public worker union dues from their paychecks. The controversial bill also requires unions to get written authorization from their members before it can spend money on political activity. Chris Dorworth, the bill's Republican sponsor, said it no longer makes sense for state government to automatically deduct union dues, given the range of other ways by which workers can do so these days.
In 1979, when the legislation was passed that created the payroll deduction, technology was different. We'd never heard of PayPal. We'd never heard of online banking. We'd never heard of online. So there was such a different time and place, maybe there was a need for that.
Democratic State Representative Joe Gibbons of Pembroke Park said the stated reasoning behind the strongly Republican-backed bill was pure subterfuge.
If you're honestly and truly attempting to limit taxpayer dollars for political activities, then write the legislation that accomplishes that goal. Members, we create and change laws based on a need or demand to fix something that is broken. The collection of union dues is not a broken process and does not need to be fixed or meddled with.
House Republicans appeared to take offense to the bill's opponent's suggestion that they were trying to weaken unions. Miami Republican Carlos Garcia Lopez said the bill would actually empower workers who may not agree with the political activity unions are doing on their behalf.
It simply says, once a year, one little piece of paper, I agree, disagree with the political messaging of my union. If I agree, okay, take my money. If I don't, I want my money back.
Longwood Republican Scott Plakin said the bill would make unions more member-driven.
This bill is about individual member choice and strengthening that. Opposition to union members' choices and how dues are spent is not meant to enhance the individual members' voices, but is meant to proliferate the political scope and power of the union itself.
Miami Beach Democrat Richard Steinberg disagreed. He said just as citizens elect the state legislature to represent them in Tallahassee, union members choose their leadership to act on their behalf.
Think about the legislative process. People elect us to make decisions. If they don't like the decision, don't like what we're doing with our tax dollars, they can't say I'm not going to pay it. They can't go into the food store or somewhere else and when they say there's sales tax on there, say, you know what, I don't want to pay it. Because I don't like what the Florida legislature's doing.
Boca Raton Democrat Irving Schlossberg said, plain and simple, the bill is political retribution against a bloc that tends to support Democrats.
Some elected officials are actually saying on the record that they think union workers, they're living luxuriously and working half-time jobs. In a comic strip, these comments would be humorous. To hear such things around the House chamber, it's chilling. I have to ask, is this bill political retribution? Is this some kind of ideological war against individuals who feel that unions hold a deserved place in history?
Gwendolyn Clark Reed, a Pompano Beach Democrat, said the legislation is just one piece of a series of proposed laws targeting unions and is in effect targeting state workers' civil rights. She said House leadership needs to get its priorities straight.
Our main objective in this body is to pass the budget. This bill has nothing to do with passing the budget. I find that this bill has no right reason to be brought up in this chamber. I am a union member and I resent the arrogance at which this bill is being presented.
But St. Petersburg Republican Jim Frisch said it's all about keeping unions and governing bodies separate.
The machinery of government should never be used for partisan political activity, and that's what we're doing here. It doesn't make any more sense than having your church tithe taken out of your paycheck by the government.
St. Petersburg Democrat Rick Kreisman said the GOP's logic on the bill has changed so much, it reminds him of the Terminator.
First, the argument was that the state shouldn't be in the business of wage deductions. So I filed an amendment in committee that would completely take the state totally out of wage deductions. That amendment was defeated, and then the argument shape-shifted. It became one that the state should get out of the business of collecting for political collections. Then Representative Gibbons filed an amendment that would go directly to that point, and guess what happens? The argument shape-shifts again. Now we're talking about protecting union members and giving them a voice. Members, it's a good thing that this debate is ending today, because I just don't think there's a whole lot more shape-shifting that could go on.
The bill passed essentially along party lines with a 73-40 vote. Last week in the Senate, a similar bill just barely made it out of committee, with two Republicans voting against it. The bill has to get full Senate approval before Governor Rick Scott can sign it into law. Critics call it the worker gag bill. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.